recorded, we want you to get the Word of God out and read with me. I hear a message for the hour as this time began. We're here to continue to grow in grace and in the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Thank God. Amen. All our visitors and friends that we're seeing here for you, thank God for you. Amen. Amen. I see Sister Bass out here today. God bless the little boys. Amen. Amen. We thank God for the upcoming Pastor Cheney. I saw him somewhere around here. Amen. God bless you. There he is. All right. Praise the Lord. Amen. If y'all see Brother Wallace, tell him it was good to see him in church today. Hallelujah. Bless God. I want you to open your Bibles here. We're going to these scriptures again. I hear a message that you know that's in the Word of God that's recorded in 14th chapter of St. Matthew's. And I want you to read along with me, be prepared to follow along and to make your notes here. Hallelujah. The 14th chapter of St. Matthew's, we go into the 22nd verse, and straightway Jesus constrained his disciples to get into a ship and to go before him unto the other side. And when he had sent the multitude away, he went into the mountain to pray apart to pray at least. And when the evening was come, he was there alone. We know the setting of the scriptures. This is after he had fed the 5,000 men beside the women and children and had 12 fragment baskets left over. You are familiar with these scriptures. And now while he was there at night, he was there alone. But look at the next verse. And it says, but the disciples was now in the midst of the sea. He had told them to go to the other side. It looked like they should have been just sailing and enjoying the sea and the ocean, probably looking at the moon with no problems, coming that way because they were doing what the Lord had said. And he told them to go over to the other side. So since he had said go to the other side, since they were in obedience, looked like they should have had smooth sailing. But the scripture says that they were tossed with the waves, for the wind was contrary. And while they out there in the storm, Jesus in the mountain at night alone, and they say on the fourth watch, which is between 3 a.m. and 6 a.m., the next morning Jesus went unto them walking on the sea. Now I want you to note something. He did not stop the storm, but he walked on the sea while the storm is yet going on. Some of us that's in your personal storm and you're wondering when the storm is going to cease. I want to tell you, you don't have to worry about it ceasing, but just let Jesus come and see about you. He's able to come in the midst of the storm. Are you hearing me here? Hallelujah. And work in your lives. The 26th verse says, but when the disciples saw him walking on the sea, they were troubled, saying, it is a spirit. And they cried out for fear. During that time, and even today, some probably believe in that saying, that back then, whenever you would see an apparition, which is a ghost, out on the water, especially if you're sailing, that's a sign of death. And they became even more fearful, and they just was afraid that they were going to die, but Jesus was coming to see them, and it was not a sign of death. I want you to know what be death to others if they want to believe it. It doesn't mean death for us. I'm reminded when Israel was crossing over the Red Sea on dry land. And it was the point of their deliverance. It was the point of their victory. It was the point of a new life for them. And when the Egyptian followed, it was death for them because it killed the Egyptian. But it was life, freedom, and deliverance for the people of God. Can y'all hear me here today? So the Psalms 97 and 1 say, 1,000 shall fall at thy side and 10,000 at thy right hand, but it shall not come nigh thee. Jesus said at the 27th verse now, but straightway Jesus spake unto them, saying, be of good cheer, it is I, be not afraid. In the time when God moved, if we don't understand it, it could bring us fear. But yet it was life for them. Are you hearing me here? Cheer up, cheer up. You're not going to die. It's me. I'm the life giver. Are you hearing me here? 28 verse says, and when Peter answered him and said, Lord, if it be thou, bid me to come unto thee on the water. And he said, come. And when Peter was come down out of the ship, he walked on the water. Some said Peter was just trying to show out, and he was an outside show. And some said Peter wanted to demonstrate or to learn or to get that power, the same power to do what Jesus said. And someone else said that Peter was afraid, and he had been on that ship rocking back and forth, and he recognized the voice of Jesus. He wanted to get off that ship and run out there to him, and amen, so he could feel secured and safe. But whatever the reason was, we can gain from this that Jesus will come and see about you. You don't have to be alone. Are you hearing me here? Hallelujah to God. Amen. It was all right if Peter wanted to do what Jesus had done. For John 14, 12 says, verily, verily, I say unto you, he that believeth on me in the works that I do, two shall he do also, and the greater works than these shall he do, because I go back to my Father. We think of the greater works that Jesus did. We think it's to be a star, a movie star, but he was saying the greater works, the miraculous works that he was performing to transform lives, to raise the dead, to cleanse the leper, to set the captives free, to bind the brokenhearted. This is the work he wants us to do. Are you hearing me? And greater works, hallelujah, we shall be able to do. A lot of times we think that he was talking about radio. He was talking about television. He was talking about airplanes. He was airplanes. He was talking about rockets. I want you to know that's not what he was talking about. He came here to set the captives free. And are you hearing me here? And to seek and to save those that are lost. Are you hearing me here? So the greater works. Are you hearing me here? It's our touching another person's life. Hallelujah. And they receiving a miraculous work in their lives. To God be the glory. Can somebody say praise the Lord? He sent the disciples out and he said, preach the gospel. And the word says that God was with them and accompanied the word that they preached with signs and wonders. Can I get a witness in here today? Now, as you do the greater works, as you do the work that Christ did back there at John 14, 13, he says, and whatsoever ye shall ask in my name, that will I do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. If ye shall ask anything in my name, I will do it. So we don't care what the reason Peter was, that Peter asked the question, but here's another lesson that we could gain. Peter received revelation and gained insight that set him on fire and caused his faith to be so kindled until he said, Lord, let me come. Yes, hallelujah. And walk on the water. Hallelujah. And meet you. Are y'all hearing me here? Hallelujah. Glory to God. And Jesus was not intimidated by his request. He said, come on. Hallelujah. Come on. The scripture says Peter got out of the boat, amen, and he began to walk the water to go toward Jesus. Are you hearing me here? Peter was doing something that no other man had done. Are you hearing me here? Jesus had granted him permission to do the impossible, to work in the supernatural, to go beyond your ordinary faith or ordinary thinking. Get out of the boat and go a little further. Hallelujah to God. When God has inspired you, when God has touched you, are you hearing me here? Don't try to stay in the boat, but get out of the boat. Hallelujah. And baffle folks' mind. Are you hearing me here? Somebody says, thank you, Lord. In this house, can I get a witness here? Somebody says, thank you, house. Thank you, Lord. Are you? Yeah, man, praise the Lord. Now, the boat I'm talking about, our sailing through life. Are you hearing me here? You own your own personal boat, you're in your own personal storms, and things are going on in your life. But God said, get out of the boat and walk the water. Hallelujah to God. I have approved you walking in the supernatural. I have approved you getting out of the ordinary. Hallelujah to God. I have anointed you to go beyond man. Are y'all hearing me here? Man speaking, man surmising, but look to God for all things. Possible if we just believe. Can I get a witness in this house? Do you hear me? Hallelujah. In the Lord, all right. In the Lord, all right. Hey, hey, hey. Woo. Glory to God. Glory to God. Woo. Oh, hallelujah. Every one of us is in some kind of storm. But I want to encourage you to let you know Jesus can come right where you are. Right where you are. Hallelujah to God. There's a place where you grow in grace and in the knowledge of him. Till you're not looking for the storm to cease, but just come on, Lord, and stand by me. Are y'all understanding what I'm saying? Let the storm go on, but as long as you are with me. If Jesus go with me, I'll go anywhere. I want Jesus to walk with me. I want Jesus to talk with me. Stay with me. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadows of death, I will fear no evil, for the Lord is with me. Yes, he is. Can I get a witness here today? Glory to the living God. It's all right with me. With Jesus standing by my side. Yeah, Lord. Woo. Oh, glory to God. Oh, glory to God. The man of faith, look at the 30th verse. As he walked the water, as he was doing what no one else had done. Are you hearing me here? Other than Jesus, he began to pay attention to the wind. And he became afraid. And he began to sink. And he cried out, Lord, save me. Are you hearing me here? At least he knew to call upon the Lord and say, and immediately Jesus stretched forth his hand and caught him. Are y'all hearing me here? And delivered him. Hallelujah to God. Oh, glory to God. Yeah, yeah. Sometimes we can start out and we can do pretty good. Are y'all hearing me by pretty good? And our faith is kindled. Are y'all hearing me here? But when we begin to notice what's going on around us, we forget that we walk by faith and not by sight. And when we begin to pay attention to what's going on around us, we are distracted. Like Peter became distracted when the wind began to blow. He noticed it. And the wave began to beat against his feet. Are you hearing me here? So it got his eyes off Jesus. Are y'all hearing me here? I said this commotion got his eyes off Jesus. But thank God that Jesus was yet in his heart and yet in his mind. Somebody said, praise the Lord. Amen. Thank God. God is a deliverer. Are y'all hearing me here? He had told Peter, I prayed for you. That's, I know Satan want to sift you as wheat, but I prayed for you. I prayed for you that your faith faileth not. And when thou art converted, strengthen thy brother. Are y'all hearing me here? I see Peter has stretched out and began to walk on the water. I don't know if he was being proud or trying to show out, but Jesus had prayed for him. Peter, I don't want your faith, hallelujah, to be destroyed. I have prayed that you keep the faith. Oh, glory to God. I have prayed no matter what you go through, keep the faith. Hallelujah to God. No one else could help him but the Lord. And he kept the faith. Oh, can somebody hear me in this house? Tell your neighbor, keep the faith. Keep the faith. Keep the faith. You might be in fiery trials. Keep the faith. You might feel like giving up. Keep the faith. You might feel hate all around. Keep the faith. Might be trouble in your home. Keep the faith. Trouble on your job. Keep the faith. Glory to God. Shall keep the faith. Glory. God will see it through if you just keep the faith. Oh, somebody give him one more praise in here. Praise him in your store. Praise him. You ain't got to wait till it ceases, but praise the Lord. In everything, give thanks. It is the will of God concerning you. Give him a praise. Give him a praise. 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 Your life in jeopardy. Praise. Tomorrow is not promised to him, but praise him. Praise him. Praise him. You might be down and falling lawyer, but give him a praise. Praise him. In the valley. Praise him. you aside. But Jesus said, I prayed for you. The devil won't attempt you. He's going to sift you this week. But I prayed for you that you keep the faith. I will bring you out. Him. Are you hearing me here? Amen. And took him by the hand, and yet the storm is going on. Are y'all hearing me here? He didn't say you ran out too quick, but he just grabbed him by the hands. Glory to the living God. And kept walking along there with him. Somebody said, I want Jesus to walk with me all along this tedious journey. There's valleys, there are trials. Are you hearing me here? But as long as Jesus walk with me, it's all right. Oh, glory to God. I don't know what lies ahead. I don't know everything. But one thing I do know, with Jesus leading me, I say I know one thing with Jesus leading me. I know one thing with Jesus continually leading me. I shall make it home someday. Hey, and when I get there, he won't say depart from me. But he'll say, come on up a little higher. Oh, glory to God. I'm going to make you a ruler. I've made you a joint heir with my son. I'm going to let you rule the nations with iron. I'm going to let you ring and rule with your elder brother. Jesus is my brother. He's your brother. Oh, can I get a witness here? Oh, yeah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Then he said, Peter, where did you doubt? Where did you doubt? You had the faith. Why would you pay attention to that that's going on in the fleeting world? How are y'all hearing me? In the fleeting world. For the world is passing away. Why would you get carried away of what's going on in the world that's passing away? Are y'all hearing me? It will not last. The wicked are not so. Are you hearing me here? So why would you pay attention? Oh, glory to God. You had faith to walk, and you know I gave you faith. I gave you permission. You asked, and I said, come on. I didn't let you down. You were walking on the water, but you paid attention to the world. Are y'all hearing me here? But I'm your deliverer. Oh, glory. For Luke, the 17th chapter and the 6th verse says, and if you had faith as a grain of mustard seed, ye might say unto this sycamine tree, be thou plucked up by the root, and thou be planted in the sea, and it shall be done unto you. It shall be obeyed. Are y'all hearing me here? It has to obey you. Are y'all hearing me here? He wasn't talking about little teeny weeny faith, for he rebuked them for having little faith. But he's talking about faith as a grain of mustard seed. Genuine faith that's not mixed with collard greens, that's not mixed with sweet potatoes or watermelon, that doesn't have any cantaloupe mixed in it, but it's just pure faith. The mustard seed is pure. without any other ingredients in it. If you have faith and don't doubt in your heart, don't mix in unbelief, don't mix in paying attention to the world and then gonna have faith, but you have faith that it would endure all trials. Glory to the living God. If you have that kind of faith as a mustard seed, talk to the sycamine tree and tell it to be plucked up by the root. You're moving it from the root. Amen. You're not just knocking it down, but you're getting rid of the source of it. Pluck it up by the root and say, go into the sea. Hallelujah to God. It cannot be built again. It will not grow again. Because you plucked it up by the root and by the word of your mouth and your faith in God. You killed it all the way. Oh, somebody give God a praise. Oh, yeah. Going to give him another praise. Thank God. Do you hear what I'm saying? Talk to that sycamine tree. Tell it to get up by the root and tell it to go in the midst of the sea and it'll never regroup again. It won't regroup again. We have a saying, nip it in the bud, but Jesus had cast it up by the root. If you nip it in the bud and the root is still there, it can grow again. But pull it up by the root. Hallelujah. Oh, glory. Hallelujah. Let's look a little further at the 32nd verse. And when they were come into the ship, the wind ceased. Glory to God. Amen. Glory. When they come into the ship, the wind ceased. Are you hearing me here? Peter yet endured. The storm did not disappear. The wind continued to blow until he got there on board of the ship. Hallelujah. I hope y'all can hear me. In the midst of your storm, don't give up. Jesus said, hold on. Jesus said, hold on. Hold on. The most important thing is with you that I'm with you. The most important thing to you that I'm with you. And when I'm with you, I never will leave you, nor will I forsake you. Oh, glory to God. Somebody said, thank you, Lord. Isaiah grabbed the pen and penned what he heard from God in the 43rd chapter. And the 2nd verse, God said, when thou passest through the water, I will be with thee, and through the rivers, they shall not overflow thee. When thou walkest through the fire, thou shalt not be burned, neither shall any flame be kindled upon thee. Glory to the living God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Can you sense the assurance that Peter had in his spirit? Because Jesus was holding his hand and walking there with them until they got to the boat. I don't have to worry about drowning because the Lord is with me. Glory to the living God. I don't have to worry about the fiery trials because the Lord is with me. When I come out of the trials, I won't even smell like smoke. Oh, glory to the living God. Somebody say, thank you, Lord. Oh, yeah, Lord. Woo. Hallelujah. The Hebrew boys, they were placed in the fiery furnace that was heated seven times more than they would heat it ordinarily, because they did not bow and worship the idol God when the music was playing. Are y'all hearing me? By the Babylonian king. And he was so wrath, in wrath, that he said, heat it up seven times hotter than you would ordinarily heat it. Are y'all hearing me here? The flame was so high unto those who threw the boys into the fiery furnace. They died a death. The heat was so intense unto those who threw them in there, it killed them. But the Hebrew boys was in the fiery furnace, and eventually when the fire went out, it took time for it to cool off. And they said, what done happened to them? The king said, open the gate and let's look in there and see. Glory to God. And when he opened the gate, there was four in the fiery furnace. He said, then we throw in three, but now I see four. That's the same God that I come down and be with you in your fiery trials. Are y'all hearing me here? The fire burned the ropes off of their hands, but it did not burn their clothes. Are y'all hearing me here? Oh, God. It did not even singe the hair on their head. They didn't even have the smell of smoke in their clothes. I used to say he took the heat out of the flame, but he didn't take it out of the flame. He just didn't let it burn them. If he had taken the heat out, the ropes wouldn't have got burned up. So don't worry about your trials as long as he's with you. Don't worry about your tests as long as he's with you. Well, praise the Lord in here. Hallelujah to God. Woo, hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Open your Bibles here, and I want to close with these verses. Hallelujah, to keep you focused and motivated even more. Hallelujah to God. For there's, when he got on board of the ship, the other people, the others that was on board of the ship, began to worship him and say, he is. Hallelujah. Jesus is the Son of God. Hallelujah. God liked for his people to do great exploits. He put you in diverse kinds of situation so that when everybody counted you out and there's no through their surmising that you ought to be done, but God, I'll bring you out. Are you hearing me here? They have to acknowledge that the Lord is on your side. The Lord is on your side. Hallelujah to God. Hallelujah. 1 Corinthians 10:13 says, there had no temptation taken you, but such as common to man. But God is faithful, who will not suffer you to be tempted above all that ye are able. But with that temptation also make a way of escape, that ye may be able to bear it. He'll take that same thing, that same temptation, and make it work for your glory and for his glory. Hallelujah to God. Amen. He said, now don't think whatever you're being tempted with, look at that 13th verse, whatever's coming against you, whatever you are experiencing in life, that you are the only. Job said in the 14th chapter in the first verse that a man is born of a woman is of a few days and full of trouble. A man that is born of a woman is of a few days and full of trouble. But where it makes a difference with you, who are saved and have the Lord on your side, he regulates that trouble that comes into your life. He regulates it. He doesn't let anything come upon you that you will not override. He knows how much we could bear. I say, God knows how much we can bear. Amen. This is beyond just words that I'm saying, but we could bring ourselves into the discipline of God, into his keeping, into his care with full assurance. I want to tell you, nothing can occur in your life without God knowing it ahead of time. And anything that occur in your life, keep the faith, he's going to bring you out. David was not guilty of nothing, not even the things that Shimei said or implied. But he didn't fight back. And then David said, perhaps the Lord will bless me as a result of his cursing. I believe that inspired Paul to tell us, you overcome evil with good. Isaiah had penned and said, vengeance is mine, saith the Lord. I will repay. Paul repeated it again. So you got to know that God is your father, and nothing would come in your life that could actually defeat you if you keep faith. More and more as we grow into it, you could smile in the midst of your adversity, in the midst of disrespect, in the midst of lies, in the midst of all sorts of evil being worked against you. You know what you go against dealing with your sisters and brothers in Christ? You will be able to smile and say, they could not have done it if my daddy had not allowed it. So since he allowed it, he's going to handle that. It'll make you look like a coward. It'll make you look foolish according to our fleshly comprehension. Are y'all hearing me? Our concept. Because in our flesh, we're supposed to tear you off. We're supposed to fight you. We're supposed to fight you back eye for eye, tooth for tooth. I'm just going to get you if you don't have no eye to. Are y'all hearing me here? But when God becomes our Father in the fullness, I say in the fullness. Oh, we many of us are believing him in parts. We believe him for the blessings. My daddy, big house. Oh, he's my daddy. Car. Oh, yes, he is. But the fullness. That's why the homeless people live on the streets, yet declare the Lord is my Savior, because he's not impressed with what you own, but he's impressed with your faith. Nothing, won't anything happen to you that has not happened in someone else's life. But God will take that same thing to bring you out, or you create an exit that you never thought about, but he will deliver you. Hallelujah to God. Sometimes people get upset and run out of one church and mad with the members, and they go to another church where nobody know them. And that's why them same problems, that same problem would come up. Why does it keep coming up? Because that's an area in your life where God wants you to be perfected. Did y'all understand what I just said? Hallelujah to God. And sometimes you get another marriage partner, and the problems you had with the first one, it started coming up in the second. Why, there's something that God want to work out in your life. Not the new marriage partner, not the church member's life, but in your life. Because we want to ring with Christ. Hallelujah. Can y'all hear me here today? That's why. There's certain things in your life that God want to work out of you, and you will not escape it. You may run. You may duck and hide and run, so you're thinking. But that same situation is going to occur again until God perfect that in you, that he won't perfect it. It ain't the preacher. Might not be the Sunday school teacher. I just did it that way. Might not be the Sunday school teacher. Might not be your mother, nor your father, nor your sister or your brother. But it's what he want to work out in your life to ring with Christ. And all of us have something different that God is working out in our lives. And it's a contrary characteristic. It's bad. But he want to work it out. And when we really come into the awareness of what I just said, more and more, the lesser you will worry about who don't like you, who don't speak to you. Are y'all hearing me here? Who don't respect you, who don't even appreciate you. It makes no difference. Because God is working out characteristic in our lives that will cause him to be glorified the more. Let us stand. We're getting ready to pray. Count it all joy when you fall into diverse temptation, knowing this is the trying, the testing of your faith. Work it patience. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Keep the faith. It's a song a writer wrote and said, that we are our Heavenly Father's children, and we all know that he loves us one and all. But yet there are times we find we answer another's voice and call. But if we are willing, he will teach us his voice only to obey, no matter where. Because he knows how much we can bear. Think of the times you have asked a question down in your heart now. Just what shall I do? Then you confide in your loved ones, in your friends and loved ones. But you find out they have troubles too. But there is a God who rules the earth and the heavens. And in him there is relief from every pain and care. For he knows just how much you can bear. Just praise his name, although you are burdened. For there are blessings he is bestowing upon you. In every way, we must never doubt him. These trials we must go through. Try to endure just a little longer. And don't forget that for each of us, he cares, because he knows just how much we can bear. We are our Heavenly Father's children. Hallelujah. As the musicians continue to play, let's begin to pray. And those that in the midst of your storm and the waves and the billows are tossing you right now, we want you to come to the waters. We are our Heavenly Father's children, and we all know that he loves us one and all. Yes, he does. Yet there are times we find we will answer another voice and the call. Hallelujah. If we are willing, he will teach us. His voice only to obey, no matter where, for he knows. Yes, he knows just how much we can bear. Oh yeah, Lord. Hallelujah. Think of the times you ask the question, down in your heart, now Lord, what shall I do? Then you confide in your friends and loved ones. You tell them, only to discover, but they have problems. They have trouble too. Yes, they do. Hey! But there is a God who rules earth and heaven. In him there's release from every pain and care. He knows.
Extending a heartfelt, sincere greeting and welcome from all of us here at the St. John Deliverance Temple Incorporated, affectionately called the Little Church. with a mega ministry outreach. Our outreach ministry consists of Monday night talent night service, Wednesday night Bible study session, Friday night prayer and anointing service, and these services start at 7 p.m. Each Sunday morning at 9:30 a.m. is our Deliverance Church School, and our Sunday midday worship service began at 11 a.m. We welcome you to view our worldwide website. Simply log on www.clevelandsmithministries.com. That's www.clevelandsmithministries.com. Our radio outreach ministry is each Tuesday morning from 11 a.m. until 12 noon on radio station WQFX 1130 on the AM dial out of Biloxi, Mississippi. During the very same hour, we can be heard on their website, which is www.wqfxonline.net. www.wqfxonline.net. Then Saturday at 1 p.m. on WTOF 1110 a.m. Baymanette, Alabama. Also Saturday at 2 p.m. on WGOK 900 a.m. Saturday nights at 8 p.m. on WMOB 1360 a.m. on We Broadcast Sunday morning from 10 until the 11 o'clock hour. Also on WMOB 1360 a.m. right here out of the city of Mobile, Alabama. Continue to keep these broadcast times in mind. Amen. You again, we are looking forward to see you in our little church with a mega ministry outreach. Yeah.